Thursday. I'm sure of it.
I was just thinking, you said that with more confidence than I think I've ever heard you announce the day. That was fantastic.
I know, it's Thursday.
What made this different?
I'm looking at a calendar right now, trying to plan my vacation times because I should have taken more time in the summer.
Yeah?
I hoard my vacation days, and then it's like I have to use them or you lose them.
That's how it works, yeah. Are you going to go somewhere exotic?
Nope. Just maybe Berwyn.
Stay home? I thought of a word for that when you're taking a vacation, but you're staying at home. I came up with a word for it.
Let's hear it.
It's called not going anywhere special.
I like it.
Yeah, that's my
you
own word.
Market that.
I already patented it.
Way better than staycation.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I had not
it's
heard that
taken.
One. That one's very good. I wonder where that came from, because like when we were kids, nobody ever said that, and now that's the word that means it. So somebody thought of it. Somebody who's getting no credit at all thought of that word. Like in sports, and I think it's overused now, but forever, sometimes a guy would catch a ball, it'd be an interception, and he would run it in for a touchdown, and no one knew what to call it. Now it's called a pick six.
It is?
Yeah.
But I thought that was a lottery game.
I think it may also be a lottery game. It does sound
pick
like a
lottery. Pick six?
Yeah, a pick six means you're a player on the defense, so the guy's going back to throw, usually Jay Cutler, back in the old days. Do I still hold a grudge? Yeah. And then a guy on the opposing team, the defense, catches it, runs it in for a touchdown. They never called it anything. They just go, well, he caught it and he ran it in for a touchdown. But now it's just pick six and everyone knows what that means.
Because you picked it up and ran and got
6 points.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. I wonder if the same person who came up with staycation also came up with pick six. Whoever that person is should be famous and making a ton of money, but they're not.
I think one of the hotel chains came up with the staycation. Seriously, because that was their thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I have an idea. It should be spring breakation, where you don't go anywhere, but you go down to a nice hotel downtown and spend the weekend there.
Spring
breakation.
Yeah, I could see that catching on. All right.
I got to call
for that. Call the
Hilton, the Hyatt.
Well, you got to call the people at the dictionary first and tell them, you know.
Is that how you do it? You just make up a word?
Call Webster's and say,
of
a word. He's no longer with them. I think he left the company.
Yeah, there's probably a junior.
Long time ago.
Wouldn't you think?
Miriam Jr. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I bet so. Wendy, I found something that I think you'll like. I think you're going to excel at this. I really do. As I was reading through this morning, I said, who is this better suited for than my friend Wendy? These are the 100 top catchphrases of television. And what I will do is I will tell you, well, that you know that's going to be on there. I will tell you who said them and we'll keep score and we'll see how many you get. Like who said them originally. I mean, we all said them because they're catchphrases, but who was the first to say them?
So you're not going to tell me the person and I guess the catchphrase.
You have to give me either the actor or actress's name or the character's name. I think either of them are allowable. All right?
Now, you, of course, couldn't take this quiz because I'm sure you got every one
right. I got every one of
them. Yeah, I know you did.
I got every one of them. I think you're going to get nine. There's 186 of them.
All right, well, we better start now.
There's 100 of them. We don't have to do all 100. Because some of them are extremely easy, like right out of the box.
You're going to give me all the hard ones, aren't
you?
No,
no, no. I'll give them to you in the order that they were presented. I'm not going to stack the deck at all. All right. But my guess is you'll get about 90% of these.
Fun.
All right. Number one, what's up, Doc?
That would be Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny got that one. Hold on. All right. Number two. See, some of them are too easy. Some of them are a little more difficult. Who said this from TV? You rang.
That would be Lurch.
That's the correct way of saying it, yeah. Now, I used to do a Killer Lurch impression, and I can't anymore.
I love when you try, though.
You rang. That's Lurch after he's been on a bender.
You used to, because I know you breathe in when you do it.
I used to do such a good Lurch, and then something happened, and now my throat will not allow me to do a Lurch impression.
It's actually
you did
pretty
a far
funny.
Better. You rang.
You finally did it.
Sounds like no, but that Lurch sounds like he's got a cold or the flu
emphysema.
Or something. He's got emphysema. Remember that episode of the Addams Family where Lurch had emphysema? That was a low-rated episode. Who said that? These are TV's most famous catchphrases. Wendy's guessing who said them. Who said this on TV? I know nothing.
I know nothing. Sergeant Schultz.
Yeah, Sergeant Schultz.
From Hogan's Heroes.
Yep, you're 3 for 3. Who played Sergeant Schultz? Do you remember his name?
No.
John Banner.
Oh, yes, yes.
John Banner. I never saw him in anything else.
He was great.
He was perfect for Schultz, but did you ever see him in a movie, a TV show, a commercial, an info? He was never in anything other than that, I don't think.
Even as his career progressed?
Yeah. Like, you know how now, if a guy is popular on a TV show, he'll show up in other things. Somebody will throw him in something. Even in the height of the popularity of Hogan's Heroes, which always mystified me that show was popular.
I can't believe you, and I think you have to turn in your TV card.
Why? What else was he in?
The Partridge Family.
John Banner was?
Yeah, he was in...
Schultz Partridge? Did he play the role
of... No, Max Ledbetter. And the episode was Who is Max Ledbetter and why is he saying all those terrible things?
Right.
He was also in Alias Smith and Jones, which we watched.
He was? Who was he in that?
He was in the Doris Day Show as Bruno.
The SS officer who lived down the block from Doris Day?
No. The Chicago Teddy Bears, that was a TV series.
Yeah,
he was Uncle Latsy.
Oh. Wow. I stand corrected. John Banner's all over the place.
And then Hogan's Heroes. So this was post Hogan's Heroes, what I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And then prior to that, he was in The Red Skelton Hour, The Lucy Show, Kraft Suspense Theater, Mr.
Wow.
Ed, Hazel.
Wow.
I didn't recognize him
in any of these.
The Man from Uncle?
I was going to say, how did I not see him in any of these shows? But that would have been unfortunate wording. Number four.
My Three Sons, he was in the Alfred Hitchcock Hour, Dr. Kildare, The Virginian, The Donna Reed Show, Bob Hope Presents the Chrysler Theater.
He was in every show.
Loves of Dobie Gillis.
Oh, no.
I'm
embarrassed for me. You don't have to be embarrassed for me. I'm embarrassed.
He was in
me.
A show called Hitler in 1962.
Was he? What was that?
His character was Gregor Strasser.
No. Oh.
He was in
The Wacky Neighbor. He was Adolf Hitler's wacky neighbor.
The Untouchables.
Can I borrow some sugar?
77 Sunset Strip. I am appalled at you.
I am too. I never saw him in anything. That's crazy. That's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed.
You should be.
I am. All right, you're 3 for 3, by the way. Number four. Oh, this is too easy, but I'll give it to you because it's part of the test. I'm smarter than the average bear. Come on.
Yogi Bear?
Yogi Bear, yeah. How come it took you so long?
Because it was too obvious.
This one's even easier. Bang Zoom to the Moon.
Ralph Cramden,
yep. How about this one, Wendy? You're 5 for 5, by the way.
Thank you.
How Sweet It Is.
To Be Loved By You, James Taylor.
It's not a song. It's a TV catchphrase.
How Sweet It Is.
How Sweet It Is. Who said that on TV?
I have no idea.
Really?
How Sweet It Is. Yeah. Dr. Pepper?
No, Dr. Pepper is not a TV character. He's a soft drink.
I don't know. Really?
Yeah.
Marla Gibbs.
No. Mm-mm. Marla Gibbs? She didn't say How Sweet It Is.
How Sweet It Is.
Yeah.
Do I know this show?
How Sweet It Is. That's how it was said.
Kazoo?
Yes. Kazoo from the Flintstones said how sweet it is, dum-dums. How sweet it is, dum-dums.
How sweet it is.
That's how it was said.
I'm thoroughly entertained.
I'm going to say that at some point today to somebody who doesn't expect me to say it. Sir, did you want anything other than the gasoline?
How sweet it is. 312-235-2525.
That's so easy.
How sweet it is.
Yes.
Mr. Mooney?
No, Mr. Mooney didn't say it.
Who is that you're doing?
All right, so the guy I'm doing, his normal voice was not like that, but when he said that phrase, that's how he said it.
Do it one more time.
How sweet it is.
You never heard that ever? It was part of a weekly monologue.
Oh, Johnny Carson?
No. Although, Johnny Carson came close to that when he did Art Fearn from the Tea Time movies. He would say things in that voice that I just did.
Yeah, that's who I thought it was when I thought about it more.
Similar. Similar.
John Biner?
No, not John Biner. No.
I don't know.
Jackie Gleason. He didn't say it as Ralph Cramden, but when Jackie Gleason had his own variety
show, yes.
Yeah, he would often say.
Never watched it.
He would, why?
I don't think.
From Miami Beach, where they have the greatest audiences in the world, that's what he would also say.
I'm so unfamiliar with that.
Oh, all right. On that show, so this was after The Honeymooners. Jackie Gleason had his own variety show. And on that show, that variety show, I think every episode, if not every episode, almost every episode, they did a segment that was The Honeymooners.
Oh.
But it wasn't
like
anywhere. It wasn't as good. Because, first of all, it was in color. Like, The Honeymooners should always be in black and white.
I agree.
Don't belong in color. And then they also had a different Alice and a different Trixie. And that was disconcerting, too. Art Carney was still there. And Jackie Gleason was still there, obviously.
I don't know why.
You should have watched. What time was it on?
Real late?
No, I think it's either 6 or 7 o'clock. I don't remember if it was syndicated. Was it on Sundays? In my head, it's on a Friday for some reason.
Oh, I think we were watching McMillan and Wife.
This was prior to McMillan and Wife. That was on Mondays.
Oh, you're right.
Did you have the first DVR? Were you watching
No.
All right, so you're 5-1.
Yeah, I never really saw that show.
Nothing to be embarrassed about. Then that's impossible for you to have gotten that. This one's too easy. I'm embarrassed. Here's Johnny.
Ed McMahon.
You're 6-1. I would have also accepted Jack Torrance from The Shining, because he said
also. Yeah.
Not on TV, but in the movies.
Here's Johnny. All right, you're better at that than your Ralph Cramden.
Sometimes Jack Torrance also said, "How sweet it is." And then he would chase his son around with an axe. That scared the kids. We want to watch the Jackie Gleason show, but he's always chasing that kid around with an axe. This is too easy, but I'm embarrassed. Hey Now.
Hank Kingsley from the Larry Sanders Show.
For a second, I didn't think you were going to pull that one off.
No, I was debating whether or not I should say it, Hey Now, because I said that to him when we interviewed
you did.
Him.
No, we didn't even interview him. You said that to him in the green room.
And was he annoyed?
He was on Danny's show. He nodded like, oh, no one's ever said that to me before.
Whatever. I'm a girl. I could get away with it.
I give you credit. You said you did it very well, I thought. But he was like, I've never heard that.
Yeah, well, that's just tough beans. That's tough what beans. He hears.
Yeah, that's his phrase. All right, you're 7-1. Here's another one that's too embarrassingly easy. Well, isn't that special? Yep.
The church lady, Dana Carvey.
Yep. You are 8-1.
I never really liked that much. It was okay, but
it was fine.
I grew tired of it quicker than I thought I would.
The best episode of that was when Fred Savage was a guest, and I can't remember if he played the church lady's younger sister. He was also dressed like the church lady. And they church ladied together. That was, I thought that
the Wonder
was
Years,
good.
Fred Savage?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How little was he when he did that? Very small. That's
very young.
Pretty cute.
Yeah. I think you'll get this. I know you'll get this one. That's what she said.
Pee Wee Herman. That's what she said. No, I know you are. What am I? That's what she said.
Yeah.
Michael Scott from The Office?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I didn't think you were going to get that.
I confused myself on that.
Wow.
I didn't realize Idris Elba was in The Office.
Yeah, he played Pam. He was on The Office for an episode, right? He wasn't a regular on The Office.
I think he was when Michael Scott was leaving or something.
He was one of the guys they had come in.
Yeah, he was on a couple few, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was him.
Yeah. Idris Elba, the world's most sexy man. I bet you'll get this one. This one's a little more challenging, but I think you'll get this one. Say the secret word and win $100.
Groucho Marx.
Yep. What
was
the name
of it? Say the secret
word. Oh, wow.
You bet your life.
Very nice. I'm going to give you an extra half point for that.
Lydia, Lydia, the encyclopedia.
Lydia the Tattooed Lady.
Yes.
You are 10-1. Who said this on TV? This was their famous catchphrase. Norm.
Everybody from Cheers.
Everybody in the bar at Cheers, yep.
That was a great show.
I think so, too.
It really was.
You know, there was a moment on Cheers where it was obvious that Sam and Diane, who in the first season you went, even though they don't like each other, they love each other.
Right, you could tell. There was chemistry.
It was amazing chemistry. It's like what you have whenever Ryan Burrow is in, Wendy. It's the same kind of electric, anything can happen chemistry. When Diane announces that she's leaving, she's going overseas, but she will come back and everything will be the way it was again. It will come back. And Sam Malone is nodding and stuff like that. And then she leaves, they embrace, and then she leaves and Sam watches her leave. And then he says, have a nice life.
Yeah.
Like that. Cause he knows it's never going to be the same.
See, yeah.
How wonderful was that moment?
That was a good show.
That was fantastic.
Cheers, we're talking about Judy.
Yeah,
I can't remember who was first. Kirstie Alley or...
Oh, no.
She was
Diane
much later.
Diane was first.
Shelley Long.
Okay, yeah. Shelley Long. That
she was the first. Yeah, she was immediate. And then Kirstie Alley.
They had such great chemistry together.
Really good.
The more I think about that. And, you know, I don't know if it's MeTV or what, but sometimes when you're flipping around, MASH came on and I was watching. I told you this off the air. It's like Alan Alda was just this, like, really cool, suave guy who drank martinis and was sexing up all the girls. And
in the middle of Vietnam.
Yes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then he went on to things like that he wasn't so cool. His character wasn't cool anymore. I forgot how...
Hawkeye wasn't cool anymore?
Well, no, Alan Alda. I mean,
but even when Alan Alda was playing that on MASH,
yeah.
He was still, you know,
a
nice, wholesome, sensitive guy.
He
right.
did such a good job, and you forget how great Loretta Swit was on
oh,
MASH.
Yeah.
I mean, like, oh my God.
And I'm sorry, that was Korea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the such a good show.
And by the way,
McLean Stevenson. You just forget how great that
show
was.
And you were watching that on my network.
On MeTV?
Syndicated TV, remember? I was going to start there.
Oh, right.
It is MeTV. And I swear, I start watching that channel, I can't stop. Gilligan's Island. I mean, it's just all those shows.
It brings you back to your childhood. Now I understand why you like toys. Because you don't want to grow up.
Nope.
Not me. I still don't understand it.
Well, that's watching these shows. It just takes me back to sitting on the couch with maybe my stuffed animal, Nunzio.
A carefree time.
Yeah.
I could see playing with toys. I would give you that. But that's not what you do.
No, I collect them.
You just collect them like and put them in a case.
Because they're art. They're pop, you know.
Okay, I guess
pop
if you
art.
Look at it as art, then
it is.
Yeah,
he's
and
a collector.
You do go in there and look at them, right?
Once every day.
All right,
but they're all in my office.
That's not an office. I really wouldn't call it an office.
And that's not a toy. It's Wendy.
Oh, all right. Judy's got the news for you, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Judy, thanks so much.
Absolutely.
All right. So in the first half of the bonus hour, we started doing this thing where it's TV's most famous catchphrases. You have to identify who said them. And that's all well and good. But there was a major event that took place yesterday, and we know that you're a little bit fired up on it. So what we're going to do is we'll put this on hold, the TV catchphrases, finish it either tomorrow or next week, and we'll get into what happened at this White House press conference yesterday between President Trump and Jim Acosta, who was a reporter for CNN. The end result is that Mr. Acosta has lost his White House press credentials for the time being. I don't know how long that'll last, but for right now, he is not allowed to go to the White House press briefings, press conferences, and ask any questions. We have audio of it. It's a couple of minutes long. We didn't play it. We were going to play it earlier today, but the discussion just went in a slightly different direction. But I know you're very fired up about it, and you should be. But explain why you're so angry about it, because I think this is a very valid opinion.
Well, I'm angry when I hear people, and I've heard many people, and everyone has their own opinion, and that's fine. I mean, saying that, you know, from day one, he's been trying to, you know, CNN's been trying to drum this up and have this happen so that they could then make a story out of it, which I absolutely do not believe.
That's not true at all.
Right? But that's what people think. Even intelligent, you know, fair-minded people, they looked at it and were like, well, and, you know, Acosta, he shouldn't have, you know, he was rude. He should have backed down. No, why? That is his job. If you don't ask the hard questions, then we don't ever find the answers.
Right.
He wasn't going to get an answer, and I just feel it was rude. First of all, I can't believe the President of the United States is saying stuff like, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but CNN shouldn't have, you know, they should be embarrassed that they have you on their staff.
Right, they're an embarrassment.
Yes.
And if you weren't there, maybe their ratings would.
Yeah.
I mean, and really, words matter.
Oh, totally.
Think about what he says, not That, you know, that is a terrible question. No. And, you, and let me also say, you should have heard, I listened to the whole briefing, which went on and on and on.
It was forever.
He, oh my gosh. It, you know, that was just the worst exchange. He was telling people the things they were asking him were racist.
Yeah, that was a
because
stupid...
they were asking him if he was racist.
Right.
So I'm fired up because I just, you talk about, you know, journalism being under attack. But to me, it's clear as day. This man, this reporter, was asking a question at the White House. That's what you do. I mean, you don't get to decide which questions are asked. Then don't call the media in.
Exactly.
Have your own media people there, and you can answer their questions that
but
you
the
want.
The tempers were elevated, and I'm just, if that was Barack Obama that was getting a Q&A and said, I don't feel like answering that question, Jim Acosta wouldn't have. And
right.
Another thing.
How about
it was
no
like,
comment? No comment. Not talking about that. No, no, no. That's not what he did. And
exactly.
I want to just, you know, go back and watch it. Jim Acosta didn't get loud and obnoxious, and he just didn't give up the microphone.
Well, he turned away to
protect
it. Right,
he kept the microphone, and he, in a still, to me, a very level voice, kept asking the question.
But he knew he wasn't going to get the answer. At that point, I feel like it was, he should have said, okay, well, obviously you're not going to listen to me. Go on to the next reporter. He wanted to get a lot out of that moment, too, knowing he wasn't going to get an answer.
Right, because he very seldom gets an answer.
Right.
But
you know,
it doesn't mean the question shouldn't keep being asked.
Agreed.
And he wasn't expecting anybody to try to take the microphone away from him.
Right.
People are saying, you know, he was very... very aggressive in the way that, you know, he handled this woman who was reaching in for the microphone. I think it all happened so fast. He was not expecting anyone to try to wrestle
right.
a microphone.
And I don't think he was even looking at her. And he was gesturing with his arm, which is how they made contact.
Yeah.
And I think he was seeing her off to the side a little bit, not even knowing what was going on. I mean, the only aggressor that I saw was that girl who was trying to grab the microphone away.
Because she was
after,
told to.
Right.
Yeah, and
yeah,
I feel sorry
fault.
For her.
Right. Yeah.
I do.
She has nothing to do with
girl.
Anything. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Just leave her alone.
She even looks at Donald Trump at some point like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to.
And she even like stooped down after a while to make sure she wasn't in the crossfire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's not even part of the story.
Yeah.
But this is a huge part of the story. Sarah Sanders yesterday put a tweet out with an included video showing that exchange. You know, we will not allow this kind of behavior. That video was doctored. And it's interesting, when I saw it last night, I was like, oh, how can that be? Because I saw that video
and
from,
it didn't look
I saw
like
it
that,
live.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, I didn't, you know, I saw it from all angles. People who were right there said, no, that did not happen.
Played at a faster speed.
Right, so it looks like his arm, he chopped her arm with his arm.
Yeah. He did not.
That did not happen.
So does
happen.
That mean she physically went to an editing deck and sped
no,
up
she
the...
No, she used someone else
somebody...
from a site that she should know better.
Yeah, it's a political...
You
yeah.
are the communications director of the... Yeah. At the, I mean, the spokesperson
the
for the White House.
Right.
No.
Right.
I don't even come out today and say, oh, I just didn't know that. No, you knew full well that that was doctored. And that, how does that get by?
Especially when the media is being accused of fake news. What is this?
Fake news.
Thank you.
The only fake news, really, you know, we are a media company. We don't deal in fake news. I don't even the most trusted source, I always wait for another one. Everyone does that. It just doesn't
because
happen.
You don't want to be discredited.
Right,
the worst thing.
You make mistakes. Sometimes you make mistakes.
Sure.
But you just don't, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, I was listening to some other radio stations on the way in, and they were saying things that were absolutely false. And that just dropped, you know, that is the fake news.
Now, were those hosts or
yes.
news people? Okay, because that's opinion radio.
It wasn't an opinion, though. The one host said, and then, you know, Acosta, and then he attacked her. And then he, how did he put it? Manhandled her. No, it didn't happen.
Yeah,
and three things they said, which just didn't happen.
No contact.
He wasn't asking a question. All he was doing was making a statement. No, he was not making a statement. He was asking a question.
And all he was doing was defending the microphone. He was blocking
right. He was
her
saying,
arm.
No, 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 I'm not done talking. No, yeah, he just was moving.
Right.
He was moving with the microphone. He even said, excuse me, miss.
Yeah.
I mean, meaning, oh, I'm sorry if I happen to touch you. Excuse me, miss.
Yeah.
It just, the whole thing just, oh, you're right. It just boils
do,
my blood.
Do you remember this ever happening?
Can we go to the sayings?
Yeah. Do you remember this happening at a press conference before where a microphone is attempted to be wrestled away from a reporter?
Never.
I don't remember ever hearing it.
These times are very, very concerning to me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have anything to do with CNN or Jim Acosta. I just, it's seeing a fellow journalist, I'm like, what is going on here? I mean, and you're right. The situation was escalated. Yep. I get it. But if it just stopped, fine. But for them to then pull his pass and then put that video, and then the Sarah Sanders put that video up.
That's awful.
That's what I'm upset. If it just ended, okay, you know, we could see probably that both sides could have de-escalated it.
Right.
But, you know, it's when the president, and people will say, well, we all know the president's like that. The president is rude and he has no manners.
Doesn't make it right.
I don't care. Yeah, exactly. So, everyone says the press is rude. So what's your point?
She'll do a press conference at some point today. She does every day, right? So one of the questions inevitably, do you think they'll hold off on one today?
I don't think she should ever do one again.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
somebody's going
to
ask the question, tell me the origin of that tape where it's obviously sped up. Did you know that? I mean, what's
and
the
what
background
do you think
on
she's
that?
Say?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. But you don't see a lot of acceptance of blame.
I think you do have an idea, but...
Well, she's not going to accept blame because that's just not done there anymore.
So,
those days
are
longer.
If you don't accept blame because it was wrong,
right.
Then we know there's only a very few options left.
Yeah.
Either you lie about it or you say, so what?
Yeah.
Or move on or you don't answer the question.
I don't see so what being the option.
She doesn't usually say so what, but she does this a lot.
Yeah, a shrug?
Shrug.
Quick shrug?
Shrug.
All right, let's play some of the audio. Now, I want... Keep in mind this, the first shot or two is thrown by Mr. Trump as Jim Acosta is asking his question, and all of his questions I thought were valid questions. Donald Trump is the first to take a shot or two at him during the questioning process, and then things spin out of hand. So this is yesterday's press conference with Donald Trump. Listen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign in the midterms. That this caravan was an invasion. As you know, Mr. President,
I consider it to be an invasion.
As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me that.
Why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants
not
in this election
I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in, and we need the people. You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
Right. But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
so on.
Well,
that's true.
They
weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
that.
They
weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. Right. These were people. This was an actual, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, pardon me, ma'am.
That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible.
Well,
you
look
shouldn't
in the
treat
mirror.
People that way. Go ahead.
Good golly.
Go ahead, Peter. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts.
Well, I'm not
like
a big fan
of
yours either. So
there
I
you
understand.
Go.
To be honest,
there you go. I feel like I'm watching a bully in a schoolyard.
You can cut it there.
And you know what? And Jim Acosta started by saying, "Thank you, Mr. President." I mean,
I want to challenge something you said.
That's his job.
Yes.
Yep.
He doesn't go off and start yelling at him or
respectful.
My gosh.
He started out
how many
respectful.
Times could he have responded to those rude, unbelievably obnoxious comments the president made? And, he doesn't run CNN.
No,
he
works
kidding.
At CNN. I mean, it's just
like,
unbelievable.
We know you run WGN.
So, as always, this is where I've just had it. I know I'm losing it here.
No, I'm
but
sorry.
I can't. 2 years of just having, give him a pass. No, that's not what we do. You know, I'm not saying that we need to go hog wild and go overboard, but we need to keep it up. We need to, you know, the press sure. needs to do its job all the time.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it's hard, and you get badgered by the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And you get your press pass taken away. Yeah. And, you know, I'm just trying to think where else in history that happened where a leader, I mean, that's taking a press pass away. For what they said was, you know, that he, what's the word they used? He didn't touch the girl, but he.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't
he was either. Hostile. And
no,
I know.
No, but that's not what they said. They said because of what he did to that girl. Because of the way he.
That's inaccurate.
It's fake news. It's right. Not only, it's a lie. Yeah. It's an absolute. That's the other thing. I'm not using those words anymore. It's inaccurate. Oh, well, it's not exactly true. If it's a lie, it's a lie.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
I mean, there are facts and there are lies.
And Yamiche Alcindor is the reporter from PBS NewsHour who Donald Trump said to her, that's a racist question. And she held her composure and did a real, like, I would have cried, honestly. It would have just.
Mm-hmm. As that was happening, if I was her, and she's a smarter person than I am, because my first reaction would go, excuse me, but you're telling me what is and isn't racist?
Right.
Is that
I know,
how it's
but she handled
right
herself professionally.
Very
and quite
professionally.
Honestly, Jim Acosta didn't, in my opinion. Not saying he was wrong, but he was
but
also
no one
provoked
was go-
by the president.
Right, because. Think about it. No one. I mean, someone was taking the microphone away from him. It's
well,
like,
other reporters wanted like, to ask a question, and Trump said,
"It's not." But that wasn't what happened. Again, don't soften. What happened was the president said, "You're done," and that was her cue to run over there and grab the mic from a reporter.
Which question?
Yeah, everyone else gets two questions. No, it's not from start to finish. To me, that's what I'm trying to get across here. Acosta just did nothing. Stood his ground. That's
right.
All he did.
Right.
Stand his ground. He didn't badger. He didn't. You know. Wasn't pushing people around. He just stood there and just tried to get that question out.
Which of his questions shouldn't have been asked? Every one of those questions were legitimate.
They're fine.
Yeah.
And even the racism question. Now, again, how about absolutely not, no, and I'm tired of hearing that question and it's not true. No, again, who's little Wayne or whatever the person they asked about? And, you know, he just, the antagonism is just ridiculous
yeah.
on all levels.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're right. When those press briefings now are, I mean, I'm sure you walk in there and you could cut that.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, the pressure and the stress with a knife. But, you know, it doesn't mean you stop. It doesn't mean you just cower and say, just sit down. When he tells you to sit down. No. No, no, no.
There was some weird nervous laughter during this. I'm sure you heard it in the yeah. background as Trump was.
Because no one knows how to react to this, Bill.
But the first reporter up, the very next person asked a question, what did he say?
Peter.
I know this reporter,
yeah, he
and
gave
he's
him credit.
Always upstanding.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he
right.
got a slam from the president for
yeah,
doing that.
I don't like you either.
Yeah. And that got nervous laughter.
Yeah, I mean.
Because what else do you do, Bill? If you were in that room. I'm sorry. I don't know. I wouldn't stand up and go, you know, you are the liar here. You wouldn't do that. And you'd be taken out and arrested if you did.
Right. Because what's the ultimate? What's the bottom line here? I mean, you're
not going to win.
Your job is to get a story.
Right.
That's your job. It's not to make a point.
Right.
It's not to make, you know what I mean? So there is that.
Do you remember?
And people, that's what they're accusing, I think, Jim Acosta of. Maybe he should have backed down because.
Do you remember a couple months ago at a similar press conference, a woman starts to ask a question and there was some confusion with the microphone or if it was her turn. And she said something like, I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking. And he goes, you never do. Like
yeah.
that. Like.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't understand why he gets a pass.
Why
you
Donald
know?
Trump
yes.
gets a pass.
I mean, why, you know, people say, well, because he's the president. Well, you know what? It's like when you're young and, you know, didn't your parents always tell you that you don't get respect? You have to earn respect.
Yeah.
Why is now there's a certain, it's the president, you're the president of the United States. Okay, that's just a given.
Yeah.
There's certain things. You know, I very rarely, maybe once in a while I do, I'm not going to say never, say Trump. I say Mr. Trump, I say President Trump,
yeah.
because I feel that because you're the president and you, that's.
The office gets the respect.
The office gets, but
yeah.
after a while. I mean, things, we're not there anymore. The bar is so low. The
yeah.
standards are so low now, and everything is different. So I think we're going to have to think about, you know, journalists in America are going to have to start thinking about things differently,
mm-hmm.
how to do it differently, because he has moved the bar, not us.
Right.
He has moved the bar.
Right.
And he can go on and on and say how unfair it's been, but it hasn't been unfair. Everyone gets this kind of treatment.
Well, his belief is that everyone's out to get him, that the press is out to get him. The press's job isn't to get the president. It's to report on what's going on. But as he's established, there are different versions of the truth. So the press's version of the truth and his version of the truth are dramatically different.
Right. But when you say the things you said on the campaign trail and then, you know, even before you're president, the things that came out about what he's done. I mean, his actions mean something. His words mean something.
Yeah.
And just because he's the president and he says he doesn't care and no one wants to address it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Right,
or he didn't make fun of a disabled person or say a horrible thing about women. It just, you know, sorry, but that's still there and you have to live with that.
Yeah. Yep. Jude, thanks for hanging out.
I just don't like to talk about anything anymore that's political because it's.
But I know, but it's too important.
I agree.
You know, it really is.
But where do you get other than frustrated?
That's about it.
You know I have hope.
That's all we have.
You have to. I can't give up. I can't. I know it would be so easy. And don't think I don't want. Every night I go home.
Right.
Like, I can't do it anymore. My stomach is in turmoil, and I have to just like not look at anything. You know, and read a book or play Candy Crush.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that's
or
where
words,
Candy Crush.
That's what I do every night. I don't care. I have to
you
just
turn
do
it
something
off.
Mindless.
Jude, I watched The Walking Dead to unwind from what's going on.
You know what? I'm American Horror Story.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, thank God, that's
something
on tonight.
Lighter,
something
more fun than the real world.
But then the next morning you wake up and you got to still do it.
I know.
You have to. It's
well,
too
I'm anxious to
important.
See what Sarah Sanders Huckabee, I've been saying everybody's name wrong lately. I want to see how she addresses this at what time's her press conference today? If she has one.
Now. Yeah, I mean, it might be the other guy, Shaw. Sometimes he comes out, so.
Yeah.
And I don't know that she does it every single day.
Most days.
Yeah, most days.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, we'll be listening
to
the news.
This will be a really important day. So.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Jude.
Judy, thank you. We'll take a quick break and then close it all off. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Wendy, on a happier note, several people texted in to say this, and I don't think I properly said this, if at all. We were talking about the TV catchphrases, and Jackie Gleason would say frequently on his show,
"How sweet it is."
The reason he would say that, even though there's plenty of sweet things in the world, Wendy, is that he would take a drink of what looked like a coffee cup, but the joke was there wasn't just coffee in it, it was some alcoholic beverage. So even though it looked like he was just taking a sip of coffee, he would drink some alcoholic beverage and go, "How sweet it is," like that. So that's why he was saying that every week.
Why did he sound like Kazoo?
Big fan of Kazoo from the Flintstone. Huge Kazoo fan. And Mr. Rockhead, he also liked.
Oh.
Yeah. Joe Rockhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I get
and
it.
And Arnold the Paperboy from the Flintstones. He liked his work as well.
What about Mr. Slate?
Didn't care for Mr. Slate. Didn't like Mr. Slate. All right, that's it for today's show, everybody. Hope you enjoyed yourself. We're going to do it again tomorrow. It's Friday. It's the greatest day ever invented, so tune in for that. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.